Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. Glad you've joined us in the new year. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, 2024.
Yeah, into That's the new incredible. Year.
I wrote checks yesterday and I put the wrong date on about half of them.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. Well, 2024.
By the middle of May, I'll get it all straightened out.
Yep, that's right. That's about how it goes. Well, good, Dill. Again, glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area to bring you this morning. Amongst the news, there's a missing person alert. Navajo Nation Police Department looking for Paul Goodman Begay, 37-year-old man listed at 6'3", was last seen wearing a camo pullover and black pants. Mr. Begay was last seen on December 27th south of the San Juan River on top of the Mesa near the Aneth Boarding School in Aneth. He's diabetic and is known to have seizures. He also has a tattoo on his left leg and may be traveling in a 2008 Hyundai Santa Fe with a Colorado license plate and a tinted window and Hello Kitty stickers on the back window. He's also listed as a missing person with a disability as well. So they're asking for help. If you've seen him, contact the Navajo Police Department, Shiprock District at 505-368-1350. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Grand County Commission approved their 2024 budget at their December 19th meeting, along with property tax increases for the Grand County Public Library and Moab Mosquito Abatement District. It's according to a report from Gwen Dilworth with the Times Independent. Commission also approved a 3.2% cost of living adjustment for all county employees, including elected officials. A last-minute amendment by Commissioner Bill Winfield to divert over $500,000 of transient room tax revenue allocated for trail maintenance to promotional advertising failed in a split 2-5 vote. Winfield said that they need to think to we need to sustain our economy for our workforce, our locals, and our businesses. Since I think it's clear from the public and from the people that work for businesses here that we need to do some promotional advertising. He said he supported cutting TRT revenue earmarked for trail maintenance because Active Trails and Transportation Department has a large fund balance. You can read more about that last meeting of the year, Grand County Commission, and the latest edition of the Times Independent, also available online at moabtimes.com. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings for you coming your way this morning. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with a Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Walker's True Value in Moab is ready to help you celebrate it the right way. Save on power tools and accessories, barbecue grills and smokers, patio fire pits, batteries, heaters, and tons of stocking stuffers for that special guy on Santa's list. True Value Hardware's been helping you deck the halls for 75 years. Come check out our great deals on Christmas lighting and decor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024, 9:15 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show in the new year. We've got lots of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. More news out of the Grand County, where an external auditor for John Hardlife of Larson & Company reported he takes full responsibility for the errors found in the county's 2022 financial statements and that they're taking steps to ensure the 2023 statements are mistake-free, as the external auditor says those county finance errors belong to him alone. The mistakes divided the Grand County Commissioners, according to a report from Gwen Dilworth with the Times Independent, saying who did not agree about the significance, though none of them have said they suspect fraud or financial wrongdoing. Controversy began several months ago after mistakes in the statements were discovered by a citizen. Hatterly said blame has been misplaced. He said it's unfair the county's getting beat up about it. He said ultimately the financial statements are their responsibility, but we're the auditors. He works for an office out of Spanish Fork. The statement provided a written record of the county's financial activities and are used by contractors to ensure that the county is in good standing to do business. They're presented to the county commission and the clerk auditor for approval each year. Hatterly presented the financial statements at the county commission's September 19th meeting. After the county was alerted to the mistakes, the auditor met with the county's audit committee to discuss the matter, said that while the errors should have been caught, they were not critical, and that he's been in touch with the state auditor regarding the mistake. That's not unusual. He noted the state auditor regularly reviews county financial statements across the state. Interesting report there out of the Times Independent. You can read more online at moabtimes.com.
Yeah, that was fascinating. A member of the community was looking through some financial statements and saw some numbers that didn't quite add up. And anyway, I think it's an example of citizen oversight that found a problem and asked about it. Anyway, it's kind of an interesting story.
Yeah, seems to be getting resolved too. So yeah, very, very interesting. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. It's the new year. We always love to do lists, you know, recapping the year. And we've got the look at the top 10 most downloaded shows from the Red Rock Morning Show. And you'd think that the San Juan Broncos won a third state championship in a row. Oh, they did. That was definitely the top downloads. The number one most downloaded show from last year was our conversation with members of the San Juan Bronco football team after winning their state championship. The second one most downloaded was the our broadcast, Red Rock 92's broadcast of the state championship game. Coming up in number three was an August 9th episode. Was that August 9th or August 8th? Yeah, August 9th regarding local fires and a new national monument designation of the Grand Canyon National Monument. We had a discussion about that, Bill, and that's our third most downloaded. Coming up next was San Juan's defeat of Summit Academy in the semifinals. That was our fourth most downloaded. Fifth most downloaded was our November 14th edition. where we talked about the San Juan County submitting comments for the Manti-LaSalle draft plan and environmental impact statement. Also talked about interagency work to improve Utah Navajo roads and Cortez police asking for help identifying robbery suspects. Taking a look further on down the list, next most downloaded was an April 11th interview with Energy Fuels CEO Mark Chalmers, as well as VP of Marketing and Corporation Development Curtis Moore, talking about the latest at the White Mesa Mill. Also talked about more flooding in the town of Dolores at that time in April. Next most downloaded was Monticello's football's semifinal win over Altamont, 43-6. After that, next most downloaded was Monticello's state championship game, which they lost to the Rich Rebels. After that was the November 11th show was the most downloaded, where we talked about the lockdown impacts on the school day in Monument Valley. Also spoke with Bears Ears Partnership volunteer manager Ricky Begay, talking about the stewardship day. And we had a conversation with Aaron Poling, who's the voice of the Rich Rebels, previewing that state championship game between Monticello and Rich. Finally, August 8th was our next most downloaded, where again we talked about the Grand Canyon National Monument and the red flag fire warning. So those were the top 10 most downloaded episodes of the Red Rock Morning Show in the past year. And always fun to do it. Thanks for listening. And yeah, fun to chat.
You know, it is. That was a quick year. It feels like we're still getting started here on the morning show, and all of a sudden we are several years into it. And anyway, it was quite a year.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, appreciate you listening in. Excited to bring you another year of local news and happenings. Got a bunch of interviews planning to do this year. So appreciate you listening to the morning show. And yeah, it's been a good year. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be back with more local news and happenings on the Red Rock Morning Show. Stick with us. You're listening to Red Rock 92.7.
On behalf of Brittany Melton and the State Farm Insurance Team, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and yours. Come by the State Farm office at 30 West Center Street in Moab for a free 2024 calendar. Brittany Melton State Farm, celebrating 12 years in business, specializing in home, auto, and life insurance. Thank you for making us your insurance office. From Brittany Melton and the Moab State Farm team, Merry Christmas and a joyous 2024.
Let Santa's helpers at the brand new Element Hotel in Moab take the hassle out of the holidays and get you into the spirit of the season. The Element can accommodate up to 150 people and also cater to smaller groups with a lovely holiday dinner. We offer full catering, a private bar, and you can bring in a DJ or entertainment for your event. Discounts on rooms are available for those who don't want to drive home. Call the Element at 435-222-9790. We'll get your party planned and take the stress off the plate. Come rock around the tree with friends and loved ones this season at the brand new Element Moab.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pawn and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pawn and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pawn and Gun behind Rick's Glass in unit number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pawn and Gun also cashes checks.
3D print it. Earn your certificate at USU Blanding. Explore engineering, drafting, and design technology with experienced instructors and state-of-the-art 3D printing machines. Transform your creativity into tangible objects and shape the future of the industry. Take advantage of hands-on learning and industry-leading technology. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to jumpstart your new career today.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th.
Rick's Glass of Moab extends sincere best wishes to all the Red Rock 92 listeners this holiday season. Family owned and operated since 1981, Rick's Glass has always strived to provide the very best service to the Moab community. They are your source for windows and doors, shower doors and mirrors, and auto glass and paint. Stop by Rick's Glass for a free scenic calendar to start your year off right, and find them on the web at ricksglassmoab.com. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from Rick's Glass of Moab.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, 925 on this January 2nd, 2024.
And that song you just heard, Like a Virgin by Madonna, was the number one song in the land on this day in 1985, 39 years ago. Produced by Nile Rodgers, Like a Virgin became Madonna's first of 12 number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. This day in history, a lot happened. On this day in 1492, you remember that year, Granada, the home of the Alhambra Palace and the seat and final stronghold of the Moorish Kingdom of Spain, was surrendered to the Catholic monarchs Ferdinand and Isabella. So the Moors, the Muslims, left the Iberian Peninsula on this day in 1492. Ferdinand and Isabella could then turn their attention to the pleadings of Christopher Columbus, an Italian who was determined to find a new route to the Orient by going west. Anyway, 1492. On this day in 1974, President Richard Nixon signed legislation that dropped the speed limit to 55 miles an hour everywhere. It was in the wake of an oil crisis in the Middle East. It was extremely unpopular, particularly here in the isolated Red Rock country. I remember as a kid just thinking it took forever to get anywhere because you could only go 55 miles an hour. It was revoked a few years later. Looked into it. The first speed limit was initiated in 1652 in the Dutch colony of New Amsterdam, which is now New York. Decrees were made that wagons, carts, and sleighs must not be driven at a gallop or you'd get a fine. That was the first speed limit. Serious, as a kid, going to 55 everywhere. I mean, I can understand 55 in some places, but in these wide open roads, 55 speed limit just about wore me out. I was just a kid in the back seat. You can go in one of two directions with your celebration today. There's two celebrations today. One of them, it's Motivation and Inspiration Day. If you're looking for motivation and inspiration after a holiday weekend, it's also National Cream Puff Day. So if you're going to break your resolutions, I don't know, I'm only a day and a half behind on mine. It's not too late, but what way are you going to go, David? Motivation and Inspiration Day or National Cream Puff Day?
I think a National Cream Puff isn't necessarily unmotivational. You can have one cream puff and be all right.
I'm going to rethink this. Next year's resolution is to eat a cream puff every day.
There you go.
I'm going to stick to it, too.
You're on the right track then.
Yeah. Several birthdays today. Darlene Lowe is celebrating a birthday today here in Monticello. We wish her a happy birthday. It's also birthday today for Anna Curtis and Cody Dieter. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab. They are a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. Also have a number of funeral services to announce. Funeral services for Marianne Wing age 54 of Toyoak, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Airtel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Funeral services for Aaron Oliver begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Arts and Events Center in Blanding. Oliver died on November 20th at the age of 46. There are funeral services for Michael Epperson, age 83 of Moab, at noon on Saturday, January 13th, at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Locust Lane in Moab, viewing from 6 to 8 p.m. On the night before at Spanish Valley Mortuary. There'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez on January 20th at the LDS Chapel on Empire Street. She passed away in November. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Airtel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Go ahead and send you to the on-air. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. I didn't have my microphone on. We'll send you to the on-air job fair and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
We're a little rusty.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the Public Health Department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
The holidays are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movement. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Canyon Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless Broadband Internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Taking a look at some news in the Red Rock listening area, taking a look at local sports. Again, they're all picking up, getting really busy. Just wanted to highlight the Whitehorse Lady Raiders won the Southwest Food Excellence Championship Tournament in Chinle since we last spoke to you. And the Monument Valley girls basketball team won their bracket at the Striking Eagle Native American Invitational in Albuquerque. So congratulations to those two teams winning their tournaments. That's a look at some local sports going on. We know they're scattered out happening throughout the area. So we'll get Rhett Sifford back on that when he gets back from break. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Looking at the NFL, our two regional teams have been eliminated from the playoffs, but the Arizona Cardinals did get a win yesterday in Philadelphia over the Eagles, 35-31. Also in action yesterday, getting a win, where the Denver Broncos, they won 16-9. Looking at that final week of the season for you Broncos and Cardinals fans, one last time to cheer the teams on. And Arizona will be hosting the Seattle Seahawks at 2:30. They can play a bit of a spoiler on the Seahawks. And then the Broncos closing out their season this weekend as well. They're in Las Vegas taking on the Raiders, also kicking off at 2:30. Looking at the NBA in action yesterday, looks like the Denver Nuggets defeated the Charlotte Hornets 111-93. Phoenix Suns defeating the Portland Trailblazers 109-88. Utah Jazz beat the Dallas Mavericks 127-90. So a clean sweep for our regional teams yesterday in basketball action. That'll do it then for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.